We'll delve into that result a little later on, as I said, but it's great to have Adelaide assistant coach James Riley join us this evening here on AFL Nation in the build-up to their match against Hawthorn today. Welcome to you, James.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good to be on.
Very, very well. It's nice up in the commentary box. Hopefully it's nice down in the rooms as well, given the cold Melbourne conditions that you've been subjected to over the last couple of days. Before we delve into tonight's encounter, the week that you've encountered, we heard the stories and the news reports, given that you were heading to the airport, not heading to the airport, then headed to the airport, flew into Melbourne. Just describe the week from, I suppose, a personal perspective and also a club perspective.
Yeah, well, that was exactly it. We had our West Coast review. I think we were 2/3 of the way through the review, and then we got told that we had to go home and pack, and we're heading off. And we weren't really sure where. At one stage it was Melbourne, another stage it might have been Queensland, and then we were told we'll go home, and we're not going. And then I think about 45 minutes later, we're packing again and on a plane to Melbourne.
James, Michael Barlow here. Good luck tonight. I'm just watching Tom Duday do some warm-ups. It was not so long ago. He went back with an enormous amount of courage and was controversially ruled out for the following week. How's he settling in back to the top level? And it was a big hit, but I wouldn't imagine he'd be taking any backward steps tonight.
No, that's just the way Tom does play. He's obviously got to be a little bit careful of when he does that. Look, Tom's been pretty good from the word go. Obviously, he couldn't get up last week with the protocol, but he was training pretty much as soon as he could come back. So now he's an important leader for us, and obviously an important cog down back for us.
And some of your younger players, and that's where the emergence and in terms of where the club's at, it's a look to the future, and we're seeing some glimpses of some of these younger players really show some talent and show some nous. Tell us a little bit about that emergence of this young group that you're really giving some ownership to on game day.
Yeah, obviously there's a few guys all through the back line, midfield and forward line that have been able to get some great experience. It was great even to be able to train on the week on Wednesday at MCG, and a few guys put their hand up who had never been there. So we haven't played there yet. There's a fair few guys that haven't actually played at the MCG. So that probably took stock to how young we actually are and the amount of games that some of the guys have experienced. So, look, and today's another experience against Hawthorn have been going pretty well. It's been good to get these guys some games, but they've also been grinding away a little bit. So Roey has a bit of a rest this week, and Riley's going to have another week off, and hopefully he'll be back next week.
James, Johnny Barker here, mate. Good luck for the night. Billy Frampton, he's had 31 disposals and 13 marks last week, and you brought him back in, but he's going to play down back. Talk to us about that change-up.
Yeah, well, he was with me all pre-season in the forward line, and to Billy's credit, he's actually improved a hell of a lot. He's with his fitness, his strength. He looked like he was going to have a really good year. He probably just hasn't executed Bucks with some of his marking and his shots in front of goal for such a beautiful kick. And look, we've thrown him down back because he is a beautiful kick and he is a good intercept mark. So, yeah, he went back. I think about 10 of his 13 marks were intercept marks, 31 possessions. And that ball use from down back we think might help us as well. So, yeah, we'll see how he goes and give him another opportunity.
One of my favourites as well, James, is Benny Keyes. So on the scrap heap from Brisbane, comes to Adelaide and had a huge year last year, but essentially has taken it to a new level. And I don't know him personally, but from all reports and what I hear is that his commitment to his craft and understanding what his deficiencies are and bringing them to a base level whilst continuing to embrace his good aspects is just first class.
Yeah, spot on. What you see with Keyes is what you get. And it's not just game day, training as well. He's a really hard trainer. He works hard on his craft. And look, he can even find goals, which is obviously helpful to me for a midfielder can find goals. He hit two last week. It's fantastic. He's been great to work with, Keyes, and it's just reward for effort.
Is he one you might look to tonight? You look at the other side with quality on ballers. You know, Tom Mitchell gets a lot of the football. They've got O'Meara in there. Is there a negating role there available to someone like Ben Keyes, or is it more of a take them on in the middle of the ground?
Yeah, no, we're wanting to do that. We've been doing the most for the past 2 or 3 weeks. Harry Schoenberg's another one who did a pretty good job on Darcy Parrish in a pretty average game for the team, but he did quite a good job. So he's another one. We've sort of been rotating Keezy and Harry in that role. So we'll look to do something similar tonight.
James, the forward line's had a bit of a question mark in recent weeks, and you brought back in Walker, Lynch, Himmelberg, Fogarty last weekend, and it was with mixed results. What have you been working on this week to try and get that forward line to gel?
Yeah, well, mate, look, to be honest, we've been working on our other parts of our game. Earlier in the year, when scoring didn't seem to be too much of a problem, we were defending in our half quite well, and we're also penetrating from stoppage, where I think we're the number one scoring team from stoppage, which has just gone away from our game. And obviously, we've been working on other parts of our game. Look, there's a little bit on the forwards where they've got to be a bit better and win their contest. They're winning their contest at the start of the year, and it probably has dropped off a little bit. But there's no doubt if we turn the ball over in our front half a little bit more and then also get a bit more penetration from stoppage, I think the scoring will take care of itself.
James, Rory Laird, he has been unbelievable. Top 10 centre square bounce clearances. He's number 3, I think, in the comp for contested possessions, top 5 for clearances in total. It's going to be a big night in the middle, and as you said, you're very good at scoring from stops, but it's a hard way to score. How do you see that unfolding once it exits the stoppage?
Yeah, well, Laird's just been fantastic. I've been so impressed. For someone who's been dominating as a halfback flanker for most of his career, all Australian defender, and then to play in the midfield, he's just one of those guys who just can get to that loose ball and obviously help with the clearances. It's a big task. Obviously, Mitchell, we know how much he can hurt you, or especially around clearances. And then Jay O'Meara actually played a really good game against us last time and pretty much got him over the line. So he's someone we'll be putting some time into. But look, most games are one in the middle, so it's going to be crucial. And hopefully we can get on top and give our forwards a chance.
And it's hard to look ahead at the moment, James, given all the changes that we're constantly undergoing in the 2021 fixture. You're currently scheduled to play the Western Bulldogs and then Port Adelaide over the course of the next 2 weeks. Have you got any idea at the moment on where, when, how those games will be taking place?
Not really. I think they're reasonably confident that we'll play the Doggies. And then there'll be discussions around the Port game, I suppose, or the club. They're talking to the AFL. They're also talking to SA Health. So, yeah, it'd be great to get back to Adelaide. It's unfortunate we can't play this game in Adelaide. But, if there's anything that can be done, I'm sure we'll be trying to get back there.
And the assumption to that extension would be that you'll be in Melbourne at least for the next week in a bit?
It sounds like that at this stage. Nothing's been confirmed, but I reckon with the Melbourne teams, we've still got to play. That was scheduled for Ballarat anyway. There's a good chance, we'll be still in Victoria.
I appreciate you giving us an insight as you head into tonight's encounter against the Hawks. Good luck tonight and for the remainder of the season, James.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.